We have not cemented our homo status right now.
September morning.
Reverend Blue Jeans, babe.
We're coming to America.
Okay, I'm going to trump you all.
Forever in blue jeans.
Hold on, I'm going to trump you. Hold on a second.
Yeah, man.
Turn on your heart light.
Oh.
That's the one from E.T.
That's a horrible song.
Love on the rocks.
When you listen
to...
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
again.
This is Bob from Electric.
I wanted to give you a thing. The guy on the phone had one. A great one. Hello.
Hey, guys. On the Paul Young thing?
Yes.
Paul Young alive.
Oh, he's alive?
No, Paul Young dead. Neil Young, Russ never sleeps, guys.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Right, Neil. Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Right. Okay.
Goodbye again.
I did like his
what
singing,
you think
though.
About Neil Diamond, though, Neil Diamond's singing would be a precursor to the talking, because he was always kind of like that.
Buzz is saying a little Brother yeah. Loves Travel and Salvation.
Yeah, that was one we hadn't hit yet.
Wanted to call attention to that.
Just humming along there.
How's that one go again?
Brother Loves Travel and Salvation Show.
That sounds sort of Neil Diamond.
That was very good.
Thank you.
You really have to ramp that up. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you can't just walk up to it.
Oh, crackling Rosie Gale.
She got the way to move me, right. Jerry.
I'm getting tickets. We're all going.
Hello, Don Maestro. Hello.
Damn it.
Hello.
It's like a punishment.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hold on, sir. Hold Joe's on. Just come into the
Joe.
Studio.
All right. What, Joe?
Sung blue, everybody knows one.
You and, forgot that one.
Yeah. Thanks, goodbye.
It's the past.
Hello? Oh, and look, now the person on the phone hung up.
Thanks, Joe.
Franklin Rose.
No, now we're repeating them. And yeah, I think we had Song Blue.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
We did have Song Blue.
Yes,
and also...
That brain cell was destroyed that remembered that.
Song Blue, not his best song. I disagree.
That's subjective. That's
you think
subjective.
That's his best?
Yes. Well, that and Heartlight.
What about I'm...
Oh.
Then I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer.
I am myself.
He is. What hits? What a chart that guy had.
A frog to dream of being a prince one day.
Now, see, you're doing flip sides now, aren't you?
No. No, that's Still I Am, I Said.
Oh, that's the same song?
Right. Yeah, that's the same one.
You know, they call him the Jewish Elvis.
That's true.
He's Jewish?
You didn't know?
Yeah, didn't you see him at Temple? We went, remember?
Come on now, Neil, Jack.
You're telling me all of my favorite. You're telling me all of my favorite diamonds are Jews.
Yeah. No, I think Harvey Fisher is a Jewish name. I'm not sure.
Lou Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips. He's not Jewish.
Not even his last name.
Oh God.
Fisher, not Phillips.
No, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Harvey Fisher is Jack Diamond.
He was just including the diamond part.
The actor.
Don Mike.
Then it would be Cary Diamond.
Hey, guys.
That's Carrie Fish.
Yes.
Hello?
Eddie Diamond.
Eddie Diamond.
And then the song could be, going back to Harvey, it could be, Fishers Are a Girl's Best Friend.
and then we can take LSD.
Hello. Hi.
When?
Hey.
Buzz, we got a commercial break coming up. You can go take your LSD then.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, my friend.
You used to play Neil Diamond when you worked in Chicago when I was a kid. I seen him a couple years ago. He's still pretty damn good.
Okay,
then we're going
well
to
said.
The concert.
Well said, my friend. Thank you.
I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
See you at the concert.
And we had a boss that was his favorite artist.
Mm-hmm. Matt Farber.
Right. And that ties us back into Clive Davis.
It sure does, Mike.
There you go. Remember, and I mean, because Matt went to work for him,
right? That's all they have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember when Matt Farber would sit in his office after our show, and he would say, "Yeah, Donna, Mike, there are a lot of things you did good today. A couple of things you didn't do well." And it would be at that point that he would take off his shoes,
kick off his moccasin,
no socks,
mm-hmm.
and would seriously, while he's reading us the riot act about how come we didn't play enough records, this creep would rub his feet.
Very tough to be critiqued when you want to blow your morning breakfast.
like in a Kama Sutra type pose. I mean, he's got the left arm going here and the right arm going here, and everything's on these the yellow sheets, and it's like, at 8:03 this morning, you didn't really sell the contest like you should have sold. Oh, boy, this foot is just killing me.
And he takes out this talon-like bony foot. He weighs about 47 pounds. A good sneeze, we could have blown him out the window.
Was it a medical thing, or did he just have
his No, just a foot thing.
He'd do it with sock or without sock. I found it, you know, believe it or not, I found it even grosser when he would have a tan sock on and do it.
Yep.
A tan sock.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hi there.
Clay Aiken is going to be on American Idol tonight.
Homo. Still my video. You know what that is tonight? That's like a homo smorgasbord. Because you've got, here's your homo club sandwich.
Right.
You've got Ryan Seacrest on top.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Aiken in the middle.
Yes, sir.
And you've got Clive Davis on the bottom.
Way to go. Good call making Clay the meat.
Thank you.
But no, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. We got to break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Hi, Mike.
WJFK.
Hi, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude. The Don and Mike Show.
The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank God.
Love me, yes,
listen, we're going to check in with those Star Wars idiots. I think on tomorrow's show, the dopes that are waiting in line.
Dope, singular, I think.
Yeah,
Jeff Tweet.
Yeah, Jeff.
They lost one dope.
But we've got, there are like four or five different Star Wars nerd line meeting people getting in, like forming communes in front of radio stations, TV stations, movie theaters. We will get into all of that tomorrow. Star Wars opens Thursday. Right. Let's now welcome to the Don and Mike Show. It's a big moment for us.
I love your intros sometimes.
That little green son of a bitch. The one, the only. Well, I've got a tape, but let's bring him in first. Here he is.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Horny I am.
Horny. Hi, Mike.
Horny. Quiet you will be. Big voice bastard, you will shut up.
Hi, Mike.
Quiet, I said.
He's out.
Hi.
Here's the deal.
Game pasta.
We are going to play a game with Yoda to give away today's Las Vegas vacation, courtesy of Independence Air.
How you all be?
The game,
how you all be?
The game is...
The Yoda Quota.
Don and Mike Show I am on.
Hi, Mike.
Ice cream I will have. Flavorful it is.
Are you horny today?
Horny I am. VD I have.
Oh.
Tall I was. 6'2 I was.
Wow.
Short I am now. Body ravaged it is.
Have you met B.A.?
Ravaged by VD I am.
Have you met Beth Ann?
Beth Ann? Ooh, pretty she is. Yoda like to say hi. Yoda make one of his special videos. Upskirt it is. Internet it will run on.
Now here's the game we're going to play with Yoda.
Games I love.
You call in at 877-365-3636, and you must get three in a row to win on our Star Wars trivia.
No penicillin on Tatooine. Ooh. Vader. Swordsman I am. No lightsaber, though.
Here's the deal. You got to get three in a row, and it's going to be fake or real.
Manhood I will use.
Star Wars people, Star Wars places.
Geeks they are.
Star Wars things.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Buzz, I'm going to use you as...
Oh, boy.
Smell bad, they do.
Use you as the guinea pig
I'm
here.
I'm no expert.
Well, guinea
right.
pig he will be.
Mm. I'll give you two words.
Uh-huh.
Yoda will use each of them in a sentence.
Uh-huh.
And you have to decide which is the real word and which is the fake word.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi,
you see not what hides under my burlap robe.
I'm thankful for that.
Ooh. Touching it, I am.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
For instance,
playing with it, I am.
Yoda, if you would use each of the following words in a sentence.
Concentration, I have not.
The first word.
Stimulated, I am.
The first word is kebert.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Would you please use the word kebert in a sentence, Yoda?
Retrieve, you must, the kebert from the
Now, the word that you're going to guess against, Buzz, is the word verk.
Okay.
Would you please, V-U-R-K, would you use that in a sentence, please?
A good Jedi. Verk he must.
Now, Buzz, this is where you get to play the game.
Uh-huh.
You get to decide... which word it is.
Which word is fake. Which word is not from Star Wars.
Right.
All right. I'm going to guess kebert.
Kebert.
Uh-huh.
You would be correct because kebert is Trebek spelled backwards.
Ah.
Ooh, lying you are.
And verk is a primitive nomadic species.
Massage I require. Immediately it must be given. Much Jedi strange to be had at the cinema.
Yeah.
Many fat Star Wars fans I must do.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Peel back the latex, you must.
Oh, I might.
Find the Yoda treasure that waits for you. I call it the Yoda Tower. Beware of the Yoda Tower.
Ooh. Let's try it with Beth Ann.
All right.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Before we open up to you guys.
McBride.
Hello.
Hi, B.A.
Pretty she is.
Now, Beth Ann, are you a Star Wars aficionado?
Not at all.
Frigid you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, find Yoda Starfish.
Hey, fake word there is starfish.
Find Yoda Starfish and retreat, you will.
Diminutive green Jedi Master.